You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. June 2021. What to expect? Okay, so my monthly frequently asked questions blogs have proved fairly popular, and it's been a year since I started them now. So the first one I did was June 2020, which gives me an opportunity to go back and have a look at the questions I was getting asked last year and try and give you the answers in advance so that you have that information to hand. I'm more than happy to continue answering your questions, but if I can save you a bit of time and get you out of the game, then that's what I'll do. 2021 is a year I've tried to get ahead of the game a bit more and communicate in advance of the problems rather than after the event. And Henry and my On the Horizon podcast came out of those conversations where we think it is incredibly important these days to be talking about preventative strategies rather than curative strategies. So if you want to listen to more of that kind of stuff, go and have a listen to On the Horizon with Glenn and Henry. You'll find it on all your good podcast providers. So here we are. Let's have a little look at June 2020 and rephrase some of those questions to try and give you a heads up going into this month. So one of the questions I was getting asked last year was Primo Max 2, should I be watering in? And there seem to be a few questions floating around about this one. I think conversation was stimulated out of a tweet of someone watering it in and applying it with wetting agent. And we do advise and recommend the fortnightly mix, which is a combination of ICL Stress Buster, Quilibra, Primo, and Rider. And it is a great tank mix. And looking out the window now, it's glorious. I mean, it's the 2nd of June right now. It is probably 24 degrees. It's forecast to hit 27 today. I can see why people would be considering. There is an awful lot of jobs and things going on at the moment, and there's a great opportunity to make those golf courses look fantastic. So it makes sense to consider doing two jobs at once, and adding Primo to a wetting agent and watering it in seems like a job that is worth considering if it works. Now, my short answer to this is to try not to. Anytime you mix two products with two different target areas, Primo is leaf, Quilibra is soil, you are making a compromise, albeit a conscious one. And the way you apply through your sprayer will compound that decision. Yeah, Primo needs about an hour until it's rainfast, so you can water it in after that time and still get the same levels of effect. My concern with watering Primo in immediately isn't that you're reducing the efficacy. That's a conscious decision you've made. After all, you've got a legal obligation to read the label and it states it on there. But so I'm not worried if you make a conscious decision to reduce the efficacy from your growth regulator. But if your watering in isn't consistently timed, then you'll see varied results from the Primo, from that growth regulation from green to green. If some greens are watered in immediately, then you'll get very little results out of it. And if others don't get watered in for an hour, then you will see the same level of suppression as you would if you hadn't done it. If you hadn't watered it in at all. So what will happen, depending on how good your irrigation system is, how good the timing is, how consistently you are applying that, you will see different levels of suppression depending on how long it was before it was watered in. That is a tricky thing to do and one that you just need to be aware of if that's a practice you're going to go into. Keep it consistent. The next question I got asked is, Glenn, you keep confusing us with GDD. What should we do with our Primo? Just tell us the answer. And I've really tried to simplify this down now. There are loads of micro adjustments that could be made, but in simple terms, during June, you should be around every 14 days, a two-week program for your growth regulator through the summer months. Any plant growth regulator is going to struggle to last more than 14 days through this period. So if it's the peak summer, which we're in now, every 2 weeks. If it's cool but just about growing like we were through April and May, then I would apply every 4 weeks. If you're in between, then apply every 3 weeks. And remember, adjusting the rates will alter the levels of suppression, not the period it lasts. Now, there is a more thorough approach than this that you can take. If you log on to the Greencast website, go onto the GDD tool, you could use 200 growth degree days at 0 degrees base temperature for best results. And on there, you can set thresholds that will send you email reminders just to help you out. But for this period through June, apply every 14 days, keep your Primo program, and you can start to see there why people ask the question, can we tank mix it with wetting agent and water it in? Because it does save some time. Look, I've covered that one already. It's a conscious compromise. You need to think about that, but just try and keep things consistently. I am a big advocate of the fortnightly approach through this period, but what I would always do is make sure you leave it on the leaf for at least an hour before you water it in. Right, the next question I was getting asked, and I'm getting this one already this year, has a Celebrin been granted for leather jackets yet? No, not yet. And it hadn't when I did this blog last year. And as of the 2nd of June, 2021, we are still waiting for the emergency authorization. That is the nature of emergency authorizations. We have the chafer one, but we do not yet have the leather jacket one. There's loads of information out there on all the stewardship involved in that. So I'm not going to go into that in too much depth now, but I will cover the next question, which was, should I spray for chafers yet? Well, June is typically the month where we see chafer activity. So if you've got a Celebrin on the shelf, you are there ready, waiting to go for chafers. The normal advice would be apply during the best rainfall period after you've seen them hatch. And although we've seen a very cold April and May, which I'm sure will slow down the emergence of chafer beetles, that advice still stands. So what you're waiting for is this hatch. And if I look at the pest tracker data, which is really useful, so please keep logging those chafer sightings. Everyone's great at doing leather jackets, but I think we all forget chafers a little bit. But if we look at the data we've got for this year so far, we are massively behind on reported sightings of chafers this year. And that doesn't surprise me because April and May were very, very cold months. And what's interesting when we actually look into Pest Tracker, and which shows where the activity is and which species it is, it all seems to be garden chafers to date. So maybe there is a connection there. Garden chafers aren't so temperature related. Don't know, but it is interesting that so far most of the garden chafer or chafer sightings are all garden chafers. So please keep logging chafer sightings, even if they're not an issue for you, so we can share that industry wide and help them out. Interestingly, there's one cockchafer sighting on there, which was me this weekend down on the Isle of Wight. So you can't get much further south. The temperatures rocketed over the weekend. I think we hit 25 degrees down there on the south coast of the Isle of Wight. And I was camping and they were buzzing all around our camp lights in the evening. So they are out there. I suspect they'll start moving further north as those temperatures increase. There we go. So we are pretty much there in June, I would guess. I think temperatures rising will cause a stimulation of activity, but keep looking out for it, logging it. And then we're looking for that really good period of rainfall afterwards to apply. That is assuming that June does deliver some rain. So in summary, yes, June could well be. Keep looking out for those sightings, keep logging them, share that data. And then the last one that I get on a regular basis, it's got its own blog, is my XC nozzles don't fit my sprayer. It's great to see that the industry is seeing the value in these nozzles now, and they don't fit the Toro sprayers unless you get the right adapters. So there's a blog all about how to get hold of those adapters. Have a look at that and download it. And there's also a link to this whole thing from June last year. And what I'm going to try and do is update this on a monthly basis at the beginning of the month, just to give you a heads up and try and give you the best practice advice going into the most relevant month. Look after yourselves and stay safe. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.